there is obviously the reference to Langston Hughes's poem, A Dream Deferred. And that poem, I think, speaks to this idea that a dream deferred can seem like it is dying. It is shriveling up like a raisin in the sun. And I think it leaves open the possibility that that's not the end of the story. And I do think that when I thought about Reverend Jackson's legacy, and I thought about why I was writing this book right now, one of the big parts of it is that I felt like, actually, the passage of time is the story. That the story is that even if you had lived through 1984, 1988, you wouldn't really understand Reverend Jackson's legacy unless you had also lived through the last 30 years. Because the real fulfillment of his legacy hasn't become clear until now.